this passage from St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapters 12, the end of 12 and the first part of 13, and so often the marriage reading, so many couples, so many brides pick this for their marriage. If we remember from yesterday, or maybe we had the readings for the feast, but yesterday, leading up to this passage, St. Paul is talking about the many gifts in the one body, that there are a variety of gifts, but we're all one body. And he ends there with yesterday with strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts, which is how the passage today began. And so while this is a beautiful and perhaps a fitting reading for a wedding to focus on the relationship between a husband and a wife, it really is deeper than that. Because the gifts that he was speaking of yesterday, these greatest spiritual gifts, when the Lord gives gifts, when the Holy Spirit comes to us with his power and bestows gifts upon us, they're for the good of the church. Not just my own individual sanctification or my own individual anything. Primarily the gifts we receive are gifts for the church. And it was so beautiful we heard in the opening prayer that these two saints that we were celebrating today, they spent their life for the unity of the church. That this pope and this bishop who sought to reconcile those who had left the faith because of the persecution, they spent their life welcoming them back. So they spent their life for the church. And so the gifts that we have, especially this beautiful gift of love, which, to get out of the sentimentality, the emotional side of it, the crucifix is love. So when we think about love as patient, kind, and all these things, the image comes to us should be the crucifix. And he finishes this with, I shall know fully in the end, and faith, hope, and love remain, but the greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. Love, which is God. God is love. And so while we have faith, hope, and love as the theological virtues given to us in our baptism, which help us to love and serve God and serve the church, when we get to heaven, God willing, we won't need hope. Because hope is the belief that the promises will be fulfilled. If we get to heaven, there's no need to hope that they will be fulfilled, because they are fulfilled. Faith is that light which allows us to see through the darkness God's plan, God's wisdom. When we're in heaven, we don't need faith because we're in the presence of the reality. The only thing that we need, the only thing that we'll have is love. And so when we hear this beautiful passage from 1 Corinthians, yes, we need to make this a reality in our lives, especially in our marriages, but in the church as a whole, so that we can practice for heaven. Let's pray for that grace to really live our life in love, to use the crucifix as our model, and to spend our life for the unity of the church. Amen.